Corona Capital llega a su edición 2024. El Autódromo de los Hermanos Rodríguez recibe a más de 80 agrupaciones durante este fin de semana de otoño, noviembre 2024. Y una de las bandas que tendremos el gusto de ver este fin de semana es Bridget Calls Me Baby, que llegan desde Chicago y que desembarcan en la capital del país. Hello, guys.
Hello.
It's a pleasure to have this conversation with you. Previous your the release of your album and your show in Lollapalooza, your debut in Lollapalooza. How was the experience for you to play in this festival?
You know, it was 24 hours after we released the record, we were doing the festival Lollapalooza, and yeah, this was an amazing time, really, to be in Chicago. I'm not from Chicago, but everyone else is for the most part, and I know that that was probably had to be quite a highlight for them and for me as well, but to release the record and have all that hype around it was great.
It's crazy to release an album and then to play in Lollapalooza, right?
Oh, absolutely. And we got to play two shows that day. We got to play on one of the larger stages, and then we played a tent show after. And just the number of people that came back and the number of new faces we had at the second show was just so affirming to what we were doing. And yeah, just very grateful. Super, super fun time.
And it's not common to play in your hometown or in your base town, right? And also in a festival like Lollapalooza.
Yeah, to be from Chicago and have one of the biggest festivals in the world be in your hometown and get to play it was an honor for me. I mean, I remember being on stage playing and looking and seeing the skyline, and really that was very surreal for me.
So you got to play Lollapalooza and sleep in your own bed the same night.
Marks the difference, right? So it's also very important, not only in Lollapalooza, but in all festivals, that you can watch new bands that maybe are not in your radar, you haven't listened, and you watch them live, and it's the better way to know a band, to discover a new band.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And just the access that it gives you to music that you otherwise wouldn't have thought to listen to and that kind of thing. And finding bands in between, like with slots in between shows you were already planning to go to just to fill out your day, and being so like pleasantly surprised and leaving with a new favorite band is something you can't beat.
Yeah. I mean, is there anything better than having no expectation, seeing a band you've never heard of, and then they just blow you away? I mean, that's nothing better.
It's pretty fun for me to be playing the festival. Like I'm from a smaller town in Texas, and to see, it's encouraging because you could see that people are becoming more willing to embrace things that are left of center. And there's a friend that I have from where I'm from, Beaumont, and he was playing the festival as well. Oh. And, you know, I was there with, and it just felt like, it felt pretty special to see. I got to see his set, which was exciting. Yeah. Like, I would have never imagined two people from Beaumont would be on the same lineup, and it just was cool.
It's part of the magic of a festival, right? What happens in the backstage?
Lots of hanging out. I don't know. Somebody else answer
this. No worries, because you can not only hang out with friends, but you can meet other bands, maybe plan some collaborations. I mean, it's a good experience, not only of networking, but to have fun.
Of course, yeah. And seeing your friends' bands. I mean, at Lollapalooza, we got to see our friends' last dinner party. I know tomorrow I want to try and go see the Beaches. If I can, I think they're just a little bit after us, so I'm going to try and race over there.
Same stage or no?
Different stage.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's same with this festival. There's just a lot of diversity all over the lineup, and I wish I could stay longer and see more of it, but we're going to try and catch some stuff.
It's good that you play here in Corona Capital, because it's a great festival. It's a festival that has grown over the years, and it marks that part. New bands playing during the afternoon, during the sun. You can catch the headliners, but it has a great part about new music, new bands.
It's helpful for us, you know, where we are. This is our first time here, and so having, you know, an interest in hearing new music and being exposed to new music that maybe they never heard, certainly helpful for us.
So you have amazing reviews with your latest record, The Future Is Our Way Out, from KCRW, NPR, enemy. I mean, how important is for you to have this good press or these good critics?
As long as it's good, you know, it's and it has been favorable, thankfully. We, I think maybe it was NME that had a pretty flattering, remarks about us. And yeah, that's, you know, it's nice.
Yeah. It's cool to see publications that you grew up reading and looking to for, you know, musical advice and, you know, getting to do an interview with Playboy and a bunch of radio stations and whatever. It's really living the dream, and to be well received, in your art is just, it's a one of a kind feeling.
Yeah. I mean, and also like, this is our first album, you know, this is the first time a lot of people are hearing of us. There are no preconceived, notions of what we are. So to, you know, be accepted the first time we ever put out music is very, you know, thrilling for us.
It's also very cool, that you can, show your music, live and through social media, through traditional media, because it only grows the fan base, right? It's good to have all this diversity about how to show your music.
Yeah, and we started as a live band. You know, we hadn't released anything, but we were playing live. And oddly enough, it's kind of classic, but that's been the most beneficial part of our, you know, trying to be seen and heard. The live thing and the word of mouth has been far more beneficial than a lot of the online stuff. So it's been fun to break a band that way, you know.
Absolutely. The magic of music happens when you play live, when we watch a band playing live.
Yes, and it gives you an opportunity. I mean, to consistently do that, it gives you an opportunity to really hone it, you know, and I think we have, and now feels effortless, and you can enjoy it and fun. You don't have to think as much.
It's, you know, playing live in front of an audience and seeing their reaction, that's when it becomes real. I mean, when you're in the studio writing and recording, you don't know what will come of it. But when you're actually in front of an audience in real time, seeing them react, I mean, that's the most thrilling thing for me.
Because you can watch your fans and the people who see you live singing the song, go crazy, dancing. I mean, it's very cool for music that when you release a song or an album, it's no longer yours. It belongs to the fans, to other people.
Yeah. No, 100%. And I think, you know, we've all been on that side too. Like, everything we grew up listening to that inspires us, it's because you relate to it in the way that you do. And I think any band would say that they want to give that feeling to everyone the way that they got to feel that as well, you know.
So you will play here in Mexico City, in Corona Capital, this Friday, November 15. You will open a stage. It's a challenge to open a stage.
I don't know. It's the first time doing it, but we are grateful to be doing that. It's, you know, like, to be here for the first time, to open the festival. We've got another gig tonight. It's everything we could wanted. I mean, opening a festival, some people might find that to be a bit difficult, but I would imagine it just feels like we've got the task of setting the tone, and we get to do it or not, and I believe we will.
And you will play in Vance stage. It's a big stage, so we encourage the audience to go early to festivals, because we can do all this we have chat about, right? To know bands. If you don't have in your radar, you can know great music.
Yeah, and you can get a good spot for Mars Volta later that night. Yeah, and so, yeah, of course. I mean, it's early to play rock and roll music, but we'll be ready, and I hope the audience is too.
Yeah, I think just the fact that we were asked is having the festival's confidence in us. That's kind of all I need to feel comfortable. So the time slot is neither here nor there. Yeah, I'm just happy to play. It'll be great.
And what's the plan for 2025? You will make new music, or you go on tour, play maybe festivals in summer in Europe or UK?
I think the plan is to do a lot more out of America, you know, in Europe, and definitely be back here. And we're continuing to record. I imagine we'll probably finish the next record next year, and that will be maybe late next year or early the next. So that's in the plans.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, a lot more outside of the of the U.S.
Yeah, I kind of, I don't know. I think I can say this, that we'll be going to Japan in February. So we're very excited for that, and we'd love to get back to the UK and maybe Mexico. Yeah, well, and I think we're taking a few months out. We toured a lot this year, and I think after this, I think this is our last show of the year, Corona Capital. And I know we'll go home and continue to write and record and make new music, and that will come out when it comes out.
very busy 2025. Yeah, and I look forward to see you tomorrow in Corona Capital. And I hope the next time you come to Mexico, you play not only here in Mexico City, but Guadalajara, Monterrey, other cities in the country. It would be great.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've been touring for many, many years. And really, like, the impetus beyond the music is just to travel and to get a new perspective and meet new people and everything like that. So the more cities we can hit, the happier I'll be, that's for sure.
Well, have an amazing festival tomorrow. Have a great stay here in Mexico City. Congratulations on the album. It's amazing, amazing. I'm pretty sure that you will be on the final long list in a lot of media's best of the year. Congratulations. Looking forward to see you live.
Thank you very much. Yeah, nice to meet you.
It's been a pleasure. Bridget calls me baby. Thank you so much for this chat with Rutas Alternas.
Yeah, and thank you so much for having us. It's been great. Really appreciate it.